This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day on this Friday. It is Friday. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I've been opening the show lately, and I've been talking about the tood. I call it the tood. You know, because, you know, sometimes you get accused of, hey, you know, you need to watch your tood now. You know, your tood is too strong with me. And I've been opening the show talking about the tood. But the tood, I really was thinking about it after I did it this morning. I said, you know what, man, that really make, you know, sense. You know, it's the three toods that can change your life. And the three toods are this. If you start your day with gratitude, that showing gratitude will immediately affect your attitude. And once your attitude has been properly adjusted and affected, those two things will start to direct, change your altitude. So tood, when I say the toods, you know, get your tood together. It's really, really a motivating thing, man. And I just stumbled on it. Gratitude. Attitude. Altitude. And that's really, man, the three things, man, that can really change your life, because gratitude is such a major principle of success that's oftentimes overlooked. And what I mean by that is it's not a theory that successful people came up with. It's a scripture. I don't know which one it is, but it is a scripture. I'm pretty sure Shirley could find it when it talks about, you know, giving thanks. You know, the more grateful you are, the more things God will give you to be grateful for. There's a scripture that applies to that. But it's when you come to God in prayer, you open up your prayer with thanks. That's the proper way to pray, to open up by saying thank you. You know what I mean? But it only makes common sense. I mean, you think about it, you know, instead of always walking in the door asking somebody for something, hello, how you doing? You know, I really appreciate you, man. You've been very kind to my family. And I don't mean to be, you know, step on your toes or anything, but you've done so much for us. I need one more favor. That's a better way to walk in the door than just walk in the door and go, hey, what's up, man? Hey, look, man, can I get a 100? Well, wait a minute, man. Can you get a 100 just like that? Well, no, hey, how you doing? Sorry to bother you. Give me something. But when you go to God, if you start your prayer with gratitude, it's to acknowledge the fact that you already recognize that you have been extended some grace and some mercy in your life that you may not really even be deserving of. Because that's what grace is. Grace is God's unmerited favor. And what it means by that is unmerited means you can't earn it. You can't do anything to get it. Grace is given out freely without cause, purpose, or justification. When God gives you grace, he just give it to you. And you can pass judgment all you want. I know you probably think there's a lot of people that don't deserve grace, but you ain't the one that has the ability to pass it out. And I thank God for that. Because if people determine who got grace, we probably wouldn't get none at all. But God is the giver of grace. And God's grace is his unmerited favor to us. When he does things for us that we don't even deserve. And that's why you hear old people say, all I want is a little more grace, because they understand how powerful it is. I wish you could purchase grace. I would take any extra that I have and buy it. Matter of fact, I would take all that I have to buy grace, because I've been such a beneficiary of grace, man, because it's unexplainable how good God has been to me. And I can only tell you that I know a lot of what God does for me is simply because I have the good sense to show gratitude. I have enough sense to thank him all the time for what he's done for me. And there are millions and millions of people who do the same thing, and they have the life to show for it. This life I'm talking about is not in terms of money. It's often just times in terms of quality of life, because let me tell you something. I know a lot of people with money ain't happy at all. But I'm just talking about quality of life, having family, some friends, having relationships, being able to work, be happy, enjoying yourself. All of this is possible. But grace is everything, man. It really, really is. And to get it, I think the only thing I can attest to mine is that he knows I'm grateful. And I will occasionally tell people about what he's done for me. I'm a living witness to that. I'm a living witness to his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Because he hasn't forgiven me several times. I've been used up my third opportunity. If I was a cat, I've done my nine lives. Over and over and over. He's forgiven me thousands and thousands of times. And that's just grace. And that's mercy. And that's favor. But it starts with gratitude. If you change your gratitude, it affects your attitude. And once your attitude is affected, it changes your altitude. Those are the tools we're working on today. Y'all have a great day. Have a great weekend. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves! So we could go surfing.
Oh,
Yeah. I love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream new seasons of the award-winning series Heartland with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all the seasons, then stream a new episode of season 17 weekly. Don't miss the Bartlett-Fleming family embarking on new adventures, facing challenges, nurturing relationships, all while fighting for what they believe in and staying rooted in the land that's been in their family for generations. No wonder it was one of the most streamed TV series in 2023. So, my dear friends, dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. There are faith movies, comedies, romances, and series for the whole family to enjoy. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com for your free trial. upfaithandfamily.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.